A lot of water will have flowed through the fountains outside the court for the former Yugoslavia before the country's one-time president is judged. The trial of Slobodan Milosevic started 2 years ago. When the prosecution finishes its case, Milosevic will start his defense next spring, likely for 2 more years. But court spokesman Jim Landale says you just can't go fast if you're considering crimes over a 10-year period in 3 countries with hundreds of thousands of victims. In fact, he says going slow is part of the healing process.
And for those victims, I think it's very important that there is a proper and thorough examination of all of the various incidents and atrocities that were committed. That's important for our overall mandate in contributing to the restoration of stability, the maintenance of peace in the region.
Landale wouldn't comment directly on what trial Saddam Hussein deserves, nor would officials at the Permanent International Criminal Court, or ICC. It was created in 2002 to bring to justice national leaders and others who commit major violations of humanitarian law, such as war crimes or genocide. Its mandate started last year, and so it can't judge Saddam Hussein. In addition, the Bush administration opposes the court. But the court's president, Philippe Kirsch, would say, in general terms, that any successful trial must provide exemplary justice, even for someone such as Saddam Hussein.
Well, I think that international justice first is justice and has to meet the highest standards generally accepted to show that it is above politics. And one of those standards is obviously to provide the rights to the defense that the defense needs to ensure a proper trial.
But organizing a trial in what may well remain a war zone for the foreseeable future won't be easy. The court could be the target of attacks, as could any international jurists who offer to help out, not to mention some of the most important participants, Saddam Hussein's victims. Judith Armada of the Coalition for International Justice says victims who testify must be made to feel safe from reprisal. Armada also counsels patience to the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council, which is now spelling out how the trial will occur.
It still isn't necessarily a representative council, and it hasn't been elected by the people. If the the governing coalition at this point should make a decision to have a show trial, that could very well harm the future of Iraq and the future of democracy there, and certainly the future of justice and how it's going to be.
As for Saddam Hussein's future, President Bush has said it should include the possibility of facing the death penalty. Armada points out that statement prejudges whatever legal system the Iraqis may decide to give themselves. It might not include capital punishment, she says. And having the death penalty as an option could make it hard to get international legal help. The United Nations itself opposes it. Because it is more than Saddam Hussein's fate that is at stake, says Armada. Getting the trial right, she explains, is part of bringing to Iraq a culture of democracy and human rights.
To implement those human rights, we need to have a court that also respects those human rights. That means in dealing with him, we need to uphold that which we fault him for.
Nick Spicer, NPR News, The Hague.